Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts, to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Around Town with Mark and Lynn St. Marie. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Mark.
And boy, what a busy weekend it was. Oh my gosh, we were on the go. By the way, Saturday, we got to give a shout out to Buck and Brian. They were up at the York Rodeo.
In York.
And it was a stop on the Summer Celebration Tour, courtesy of Peeler Distributing. Also want to thank Falls Meat Service, Reedy Concrete Construction, Subways of Osseo, Arcadia, Cadott, and Neillsville, Quick Trip, and of course, Newcomb Valley Inn, where we're having our big end of the year party coming up October 4th. Can you believe that's coming up?
Pretty close now.
Oh, I know.
We don't have many stops left.
No, it's getting closer every day, but big time up at York, and we want to thank everybody up there, the York Northfield Outdoor Club or Sportsman's Club for having us up. And I know they had a great time.
I'm sure they did.
And we were on the go. Me and Butch, we were at Ashley for the Arts. Butch on Thursday, me on Friday and Saturday. Butch on Friday and Saturday. Long days, but well worth it. And I got to tell you, I want to send a personal thank you to everybody at Ashley for the Arts. Cole Bowick, his entire team, Bailey Waldera, Chelsea Hansen, Heather Bailey, Betsy Ottman, what a crew.
They are world class. They really are.
They are. And not just them, but everybody who's in the video and the photographing and the customer service. They are just an amazing group of people, and they look out for us and make it so easy for us every year. We truly appreciate them.
Well, it was a busy weekend.
It was.
And you had several people stop by to go on the air with you. You were doing live drops all day on Friday.
Yes.
And the people that we want to thank for stopping by to chat with you for a bit include one of our favorites, Bailey Waldera from Ashley.
She spent some time with me. In fact, she was on the go. I'm amazed she had time to come and do it.
It was really good of her to take time out of her day because she was very busy. I know she always is. Tim Nelson from Heartworks. Do you want to tell us about Heartworks?
What an amazing thing. They're trying to cure congenital heart disease by using all different kinds of scientific genetics, I think, and that kind of thing. But Tim came over to chat with me. He's the CEO of Heartworks.
Also a cardiologist, isn't he?
He's a cardiologist, yes. And I'll tell you what, one of the nicest guys. We had a great chat. Check them out, heartworks.com, and they are doing some amazing work.
You also talked to Brian Liga.
I did.
Another of our favorites.
Former commander of the Trempealeau County Council of the American Legion. And by the way, the American Legion
for
were
Trempealeau
the humanitarian
County.
Award winners this year.
I know. That was exciting.
That was awesome.
A fun thing. They were awarded on the main stage.
Yep.
Yeah, that was neat. You also talked to District Commander Felicia Decker Buffalo County.
And by the way, she is the Veteran Service Officer for Buffalo County. She'll be in studio tomorrow.
Yes, it's her week.
Yeah, at about 9:15 for Veterans Connection.
Yeah. Also, Betsy Ottman.
Oh, she's a gem.
From Ashley.
Betsy actually lives in Florida, and she comes up here for a couple of weeks every year for Ashley. She's the one that's responsible for booking all the stages except the main stage.
Okay.
The amphitheater, the Soldiers Walk stage, and the pavilion.
And that's a lot of talent. That's a lot of acts.
It is a lot of acts. And she said she gets probably 1,000 requests a year, I think she
really?
Said. Hundreds to 1,000 requests a year. So she reviews videos and YouTube and decides who the best would be to bring in every year. And that's a big job. Betsy does a great job.
And speaking of the Soldiers Walk stage, one of those venues, you also had the opportunity to talk to someone from one of the bands, Sarah from Ember.
Sarah Burris from Ember, and she's a Blair individual.
She is from Blair. And she's a local girl.
What a talent.
Oh, man.
She can sing.
She's a powerhouse.
She really is.
And then on Saturday,
You
also had a couple of drop-ins.
Yes, I did.
The Macklemore Boys.
Yeah, the famous grillers. They were doing grilling demonstrations all weekend long, and what a great couple of guys. John Macklemore and his son, John the Second. And they even had their 15-month-old little John the Third there.
He's so cute.
Oh, my God. He's adorable. Every time he saw me, he'd reach out to give me fist bumps.
Give you a fist bump.
He's just adorable.
Cutie.
But they were gracious enough to come over and spend some time with me on the air. And check them out, MacklemoreBoys.com. They're amazing guys.
Yep. And to cap it off, Casey Johns.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah.
You know, we got to know Casey last year at WHDL when she came into the studio during Middays with Mark, brought her guitar and sat down, and we had a great interview. She played a couple of songs live. And then on the following night, we got to get know her even better at Whitehall Beef and Dairy Days. And I think anybody who met her at Beef and Dairy Days automatically fell in love with her because she is just one of the nicest people.
And she's so warm.
And she is such a people person. And it was really nice to see her again yesterday.
And you also talked to her on the phone prior to Ashley. She called in for an interview one day.
I did. And she put on one heck of a show on that show. Shoulders Black Stage. In fact, I was out in the crowd occasionally, and I had people just telling me, she's amazing, and she really is.
Yeah, and that she's even better than last year.
Better than last year, and we'll get to that in a little bit, because we're going to talk about Whitehall.
There's more KC to come.
There's more coming.
Yeah, there is. So that was the interviews you did, but you were also at the amphitheater.
Yep, I have the pleasure of emceeing the amphitheater stage every year. Butch handles usually the Soldier's Walk stage and the pavilion. So between the two of us, we have it covered, which allows, you know, other things to take place. So it was so fun. And I tell you, every year the Soldier's Walk stages and the pavilion are great, but I like the amphitheater. It's all the local kids from the high schools and different performances like that. It's just amazing to watch them.
Yep, they are there on Friday and Saturday.
Right.
The Soldiers Walk and Pavilion stages are all 3 days, and Butch is there for all three of those.
All three of those.
But as one of the MCs, you have access to the backstage area as well.
Yep.
And a couple of interesting things happened as a result of that on your way to the catering tent, I think.
Well, it was a weird weekend.
It got weirder as the weekend went on.
I know. It was just a strange weekend. It was one of those weekends where it seems like the stars aligned. And
literally.
Really?
Well, literally.
Literally. And I mean, I had the most amazing weekend for an old guy. I mean, what more can I say?
Big weekend for an old guy.
It was. And, you know, I'll talk about it a little bit, but Gene Simmons was on stage, and I happened to be backstage, you know, right near where the stage was. And in fact, I was on the stage during their performance. In back.
Well, yeah. Taking pictures.
I mean, I wasn't singing.
No, you weren't on stage.
But anyway, then I was down behind the stage, and up walks Lainey Gardner. And so
the opening act on Friday.
3 o'clock, yeah. So I start talking to her, and she is a gem. She is really a nice person and very good. But anyway, I started talking to her, and she said, oh, my gosh, I had to come watch Gene Simmons. My dad would be so jealous because her dad loves Gene Simmons. And so I had the chance to visit with her. And then I went to the tent to eat. And I'm sitting on the golf cart after I eat, sending you some pictures. And all of a sudden, I look up, and Gene Simmons is right in front of me.
That had happened before you saw Lainey, though.
Yeah.
That was before he went on stage.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, Gene Simmons is right in front of me. And it was, honest to goodness, it was like an oh, my gosh moment. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
He was just standing there.
Walking right in front of me. So I introduced myself to him and told him who I was. And asked if I could take his picture. He wanted to do a selfie, and I said no. There's been plenty of pictures of me.
We do have a few.
I want to get one of you. And he said, no problem. And he posed for me, and I snapped his picture. It's a great picture.
It is a great picture. It's been shared. We have it on our Facebook page. There's a lot of likes on that one, lot of shares.
And I thanked him very much, and we fist bumped, and I told him have a great show. And he said, thank you, and he went off to eat dinner.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So cool. And then it was after that you saw Lainey when you were watching him on stage. And then you thought, it just can't get
better than that. Well, I went home
that
night. I got home that night, and I told you, it can't get any better than this.
But it did.
But it did. And then the next day, if you recall, about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago now, I did a really awesome phone interview with Roger Earle from Foghat, who's the original drummer and one of the founders of Foghat. And it was great. And so I'm backstage, I was in front of the stage taking pictures, and I looked down and I saw his wife sitting there.
You recognized her?
I did recognize her. Her name's Linda. So I went up and I said, are you Linda? And she said, yes. And I said, I introduced myself, and I said, he did a phone interview with me about a week and a half ago. And she goes, oh, you're Mark. Yeah, Rose told me about it, and I saw it. I listened to it.
Who's Rose?
Said, Rose Nagano, the agent.
Okay.
So anyway, I said, well, when you see Roger after the show, tell him how much I appreciate it and how great a job he did on the radio. And she said, I will. So fast forward. A few hours later, I'm going into the food catering tent to get some Gatorade because it's hot. All the Foghat standing in there. And I'm like, this can't get any weirder.
And you told me that the organizers told you that it's kind of unusual for the bands to even go to the catering tents.
It really
all
is.
The time.
And this year it's
they find
like,
their own meals.
Or they send their staff to get to go.
To get it. They don't go themselves.
No.
Yeah.
So this year it was bizarre. So anyway, I see all the Foghat standing there. And so I went up to Roger and I introduced myself and I said, you interviewed with me on the radio. He goes, yeah, I remember. And I said, can I get a picture with you? He said, sure. So his wife,
well,
Linda.
This time you were in the picture.
I was in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his wife, Linda, snapped a couple of shots. And
because I might have given you a hard time for not getting in the Gene Simmons picture. But that's okay because it's a great picture.
But anyway, so I had a heck of a weekend.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to
Craziness.
Say. I don't. It was crazy. And
that's your own personal Ashley journey.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was one for the books. They had such a good drone show. And I think we have to mention the new statue called On Angels' Wings.
Absolutely. You know, my weekend pales in comparison to what the folks at Ashley do. And I've got to give them so much credit, and especially Ron Wanick. What he has done with the Soldiers Walk and Veterans Memorial Park, you can't even describe the change, what he has accomplished in that park. And not only that, but with Ashley for the Arts, they have a new monument that is without a doubt one of the most beautiful monuments I've ever seen. It's commemorating all active service members, the ones who are in the military now, and it is stunning. It'll take your breath away.
Yep, it was donated by the Wanick family because of the 250th of the United States. And it is spectacular. It truly is. It's a silver angel on top of a
vase. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, I don't care where you live, anywhere, you have to go to Arcadia and go to Memorial Park, Veterans Memorial Park,
it's
and
stunning.
Just walk through that place.
It's stunning. There's so much to see there.
It's got to be the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful parks in all of Wisconsin.
I think it's the biggest veterans park outside of Washington, D.C. I think it is.
And, you know, the Wanick family, the Ashley for the Arts crew that helped put this on, the thousands of volunteers that give their time to be able to do it, you know, they're out there cleaning up and doing all different kinds of things. It takes thousands of volunteers. And, you know, it's a total community event. I mean, it really is. And the fans had a ball.
They did.
You can tell. They just do. It's a great event.
And I have to give you a little bit of a kudos here.
Oh, no.
Well, in addition to all your duties, you were really busy taking pictures this weekend.
Oh, I was.
You got pictures of just about everything.
I think I did.
Butch got some pictures. Jackie Dano got some pictures. But the lion's share I got from you. So I was not there because it's a little people-y for me at Ashley. It's wonderful, but you kind of keep me, I feel like I'm there because I keep getting all the updates from you. But you sent me all the pictures, so I spent a good part of my weekend editing pictures for our Facebook, for our social media.
Yep.
I think there's right around 300 pictures.
In different posts
from Ashley. So if you want to see what went on at Ashley for the Arts, just go to the WHTL Facebook page and you will see them.
If you weren't able to be there and you want to experience what it was like, you'll be able to do that through our posts. And I think as of this morning, we had thousands and thousands of views.
Hundreds of thousands of views.
So go check it out. WHTL Facebook page. You'll get a complete feel of what it was like to be at Ashley for the Arts.
Of course, the Gene Simmons picture contributed pretty heavily to those numbers.
I would think, he's a legend.
I know.
The guy is an absolute legend. He's an icon.
But it was a great, the drone show.
That was new this year.
Yeah, that was really, from the pictures, it was really cool. All the main stage acts, every act. And all of the stuff on the grounds for the families.
Yes.
So much to do.
So much to do. And, it's
another successful year in Arcadia.
Absolutely. And you got to hand it to Ashley for the Arts. Okay. This week, coming up this weekend, the big weekend in Whitehall, Beef and Dairy Days 2026. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And we're going to be there.
We are. 5 to 7 on Friday night. Stop on the Summer Celebration Tour, the WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour. We will be there with the wheel. You will be interviewing some of the organizers and who knows who else. Mm-hmm. We'll be there from 5 to 7 Friday. And then I think we're going to wander on down to the Cork and Pork.
We are. We're going to go down for that on Saturday, and then we're going to stick around and watch KC Johns. But let me run through it, because it starts Thursday with the Whitehall pageant, the Miss Whitehall pageant. That's at the high school. That'll be an awesome time. They're also going to announce the Lions Club Citizen of the Year. And then on Friday, it starts with the Farmers Market from 3 to 6. And they're going to have all kinds of stuff going on. The carnival opens at 4, the food stand at 5, the kid pedal tractor pull right there by the tent is coming up at 5:30. That's so much fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo at 5:30 and local legends Sage on stage from 7 to 11. And a big fireworks show at 9, so it's going to be a big Friday night. Saturday, it goes even more. The running of the beef.
Butch Halama will be there for
I'm
that.
Sure he'll be there for that. And for me, it would be the walking of the beef. And the food stand opens at 11, the carnival again at noon. Kids love the carnival. The Vintage Tractor and Machinery Show at noon, Cork and Pork from 3 to 7, Beer, Wine, and Cheese Tasting, the Big Rib Cook-Off. Oh, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Bingo at 5:30, and then Country Rock Star KC Johns from 8 till midnight under the tent. And then on Sunday, the Community Church Service, the Cream Puff Sale, and that's at noon, and then, of course, the carnival again. Food stand opens at 11. The motorcycle burnout and pin-up show will be at, can't I think of that? Oh, the doghouse.
Yeah.
Woof.
Woof.
Woof. And the pool float day. And then on Sunday, even more, the big grand parade. Then Bucky.
The parade is the big highlight of Sunday.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Bucky and then Badger.
He'll be there.
He's always there.
And then some music after that, too. It's going to be just a great day after the parade with the Piano Man. He puts on an amazing show.
Another fun weekend.
By the way, you can earn $100 in a prepaid Visa card by finding the bell.
The bell?
The blue bell. The RCU cowbell is hidden somewhere. out and about. And if you find it, it's worth a $100 prepaid gift card. By the way, it is on city property, so you don't have to go anywhere but on city property. And you know what? I'm going to give you the first clue right now.
Here we go. What is it?
The hunt begins, so look around. A hidden cowbell must be found somewhere in town, tucked out of sight. The bell awaits both day and night. Tomorrow, we'll give another clue during our show.
Day and night.
Wake up call with Mark and Lynn. How about that?
It's not here. We're not in town.
No, it's not at WHTL. But if you find it, take it to RCU, and it's worth $100 to you.
Are you ready for another big weekend?
I am. Looking forward to it. Whitehall Beef and Dairy Day is always one of the most fun weekends of the year.
The summer's wrapping up.
All right. For Mark St. Marie.
And Lynn St. Marie.
This is Around Town on WHTL. Thanks for watching. Have a great week.
See you next week.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.